Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. The other day, Abigail Spamberger, who's the Democrat running for Congress, 7th District, was on with John in the morning. And she had a few things to say about Congressman Dave Brat. The one that stands out, let's take a listen, Matt, to the Spamberger comment here.
With people in this district, chief among them for those who suffer from pre-existing conditions, the constant assault on pre-existing condition protections under various different votes, really just not serving the people of this district.
All right, so if you listen to that, you'd have to come away thinking, wow, Congressman Dave Brat is against the idea of protecting people with pre-existing conditions. Congressman Dave Brat would certainly like to address that. I'm thrilled to say he's joining us. Congressman, thank you for being here.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, Jeff.
So when this hit yesterday, there was some immediate reaction from, a number of people who, just regular folks in the community said, wait a minute, I've heard Dave Brat talk about this. I've never heard him say that. And then your campaign also reached out to everybody and said, whoa, wait a minute. That doesn't even begin to accurately represent the congressman's position. So I wanted to get you in here and just flat out tell everybody where you are on this.
Yeah, well, I heard of her remarks in talking about my votes on pre-existing conditions. The health care debate was the biggest debate of last year, and the biggest bill of the year was the Republican health care bill, and we included pre-existing conditions, and I voted yes, and she knows that. Mm-hmm. So she's probably talking about some technical, you know, Democrat, where the Democrats put up a bill with all Obamacare stuff in it, and Republicans vote no on it. But she knows full well that we included pre-existing conditions in our bill, and it passed the House of Representatives. And so it's a pants-on-fire falsehood.
Is this typical of what you are hearing from her campaign?
Yeah, exactly. She's got millions of TV ads up running with a DCCC, and this is what the Democrats do. She's got a piece up that says, I betrayed a constituent who has a son with diabetes because I didn't vote for pre-existing conditions. And so, boy, that's quite a charge. And her whole campaign says, I'm going to change the tone up in D.C. for the good. And she's totally misleading constituents and every voter out there on the only thing she's running on. I don't know of any other issue she's running on. And so she's using pre-existing conditions to change the topic because it turns out the centerpiece of her bill with ending, you know, Medicare as you know it,
right.
Medicare for everyone costs $32 trillion. And when the Richmond Times wrote that up and said you'd have to double everyone's personal tax rate and the corporate tax rate to pay for that socialized health care, she turned away from her health care program. That was the only thing she ran on. And so now that's what Democrats do, right? When they're desperate, in the last month they say Republicans are going to take away Social Security, take away Medicare, don't do pre-existing conditions. All of these are falsehoods, right? There's never been a bill on the Republican side to get rid of Social Security, Medicare, to cut anything. In fact, Obamacare did that to Medicare, and her program will bankrupt Medicare, right? It's $32 trillion unless you want to double tax rates.
Right.
And slow the economy into a depression, right? Not a recession. And so for me, this is disqualifying for somebody running for Congress to do those kind of ads without having other issues at all. She's been running on health care, and so I'm just glad I got on to correct the record that the Republican bill and in our town hall meeting, I held up the actual legislative text covering pre-existing conditions, and Abigail Spamberger was in the front row. And so maybe they were booing so loud and, you know, causing unrest that they couldn't hear us there. But that's the truth of the matter.
All right. So very clear then. It's abundantly clear which side you're on, which side, well, I would say which side she's on, but I really am puzzled as to which side she's on. As you said, she had this Medicare for All plan that seemed to be the, I don't know, the keystone, the linchpin of her agenda, right? Medicare for All. Somebody does the number, says, wait a minute, that's going to cost $32 trillion. Now she's running because she just wants to serve, right? I mean, the whole thing is pivoted.
Yeah, no, the all the Democrats came out running with way more socialism. You know, it's the Nancy Pelosi agenda. And Spanberger says she won't vote for Pelosi, but that's because Pelosi's too conservative, right? She's endorsed by Senator Elizabeth Warren and all of the folks on the far left that are funding her. Everyone should go out and check to make sure you know who your representative is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
She's funded by the far, far left groups in the country, millions of dollars coming in. And, you know, they'll get a pass to say, I won't vote for Pelosi. But everyone else running is to the left of Pelosi, right? And Maxine Waters will be the head of financial services if the Democrats won.
Mm.
Pelosi will be the Speaker of the House. And so, you know, I just think it's crucially important that people know Obamacare did not keep its promises on health care, right? She's fully in favor of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And that they said you can keep your insurance and keep your doctor and the price would go down. The price has gone through the roof. And people, you know, were promised a health insurance policy. But if you have a $5,000 deductible, which is typical now, you don't have health care. And so she won't respond to these issues one by one by one. And she's also in favor of open borders and sanctuary cities on immigration. And she said the tax cuts are dangerous. And so she doesn't have a platform that she's running on. So it's all going to be negative instead of a positive platform. I'm running on those big three issues, the tax cuts. The economy is just booming right now. Immigration, 70-80% of Americans want to see us secure the border. And so let's just do it. And we even said we'd take care of all the DACA kids, and the Democrats said no to that. And then I had a bill with Senator Cruz to take care of the kids and the parents and unify them. And Schumer and the Democrats said no to that. They just want to play politics
right.
With these issues. And on health care, we just covered the bases.
Mm.
And so I just want to make it clear to everybody, pre-existing conditions was in the bill. And so if you hear Spanberger say otherwise, that you need to ask her, how in the world can you be misrepresenting the major position of your own campaign, right? And the Republican bill, which they voted on,
mm-hmm.
right? It was one full year of debate on that health care bill, and we voted on it. And so It's amazing, but it's typical of what the liberal Democrats do with a month to go in a campaign.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out as well, Dave, because I'm looking at her material and I'm just trying to see exactly what it is that she is or is not in favor of. As you pointed out, I mean, it was this idea about the Medicare for All. And then I'm trying to figure out about the economic component of this. Not just Spanberger, but Democrats in general are telling us that the economy, I guess, is in a world of hurt. I mean, I'm just trying to read between their lines. Now, I'm unaware of that because I have more money in my pocket. I'm seeing wage growth for many people. I see unemployment at an all-time low. And then I am hearing about more possible economic growth and tax cuts. But they're telling me the sky is falling. So I'm just trying to figure out what's their plan to rescue us from all this prosperity.
Yeah, well, that's the missing piece, and that's why I hope voters go searching for that. You've never seen an economy with this kind of growth rate, right? I mean, it's through the roof. Every economic index is at its all-time high. 100 million Walmart shoppers have record retail sales. That's a kitchen table issue. We put $2,500 back in the average Virginian's pocket. That's a big, big deal. Pelosi called it crumbs. My opponent said the tax cuts are dangerous. And just so people know, right, I mean, you're right, they don't have an agenda. But when JFK and Dave Brat are close on policy, it shows you how far left the Democrats are now. JFK did supply-side tax cuts and said the best way to get government revenues coming in is to do supply-side tax cuts. He did it. It worked like a charm, just like it is now. The economy under JFK boomed. It's not partisan. And so Spanberger says she wants to work with Republicans, but she wouldn't even commit to voting for the Supreme Court nominees.
Yeah.
And, you know, so she says she won't rule out impeaching Trump. I'm curious if anybody asked whether she'll impeach the Supreme Court justice. And the list goes on and on and on. Also on the radio station, she told another pants on fire. It's not of the same magnitude, but she said, I've done nothing on broadband for my counties out in the rural areas. I mean, that's a statement you can verify, right? Call up Orange County, the head of Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on federal grants. I got the head of the FCC to come in my first year in Congress to come down to the district.
Wow.
To work on broadband. And we have a success story in Orange. Louisa's putting up towers. And so the Democrats, I mean, it's pretty something. They're just making up stories with a month to go in a campaign. And I find it incredible.
I want to have
I urge everybody, go out, do your own research, right? Find out who's telling the truth.
Absolutely. Congressman Dave Brad is joining us. One other thing that I want you to just answer straight on here, Dave, is about the accessibility, right? One of the components of Ms. Spamberger's campaign is that somehow Dave Brad is not out and about. Nobody ever gets to see him. He never goes to events. Aside from checking with your wife, who probably says, geez, I never see him anymore because he's always out at something.
Right.
I mean, can you give us a ballpark number of what you've done recently?
Yeah, I mean, the left tactics, right, it's straight out of the book. I mean, if you look up, just Google leftist tactics, political tactics, they'll say take your opponent's strengths and turn them into weaknesses. So what is my greatest strength, right? I got a national reputation for a miracle win with no money against, you know, a majority leader in Congress, right? Because I said I'd be accessible.
Yeah.
And I was. I'm everywhere. And so I've had 500 constituent meetings, right? I've met with every church, Rotary, kids sport group, Sunday school, Cub Scout, Boy Scout. I've met with every group there is.
Yeah.
15 times. I've met with every chamber of commerce. And it's just amazing. So that's what I'm getting at. There's a credibility problem.
Yep.
On the statements coming from Abigail Spamberger. She says, I'm not in favor of pre-existing conditions. We passed a bill with it in it. She says, I haven't done anything on broadband. Go ask Orange County and Louisa County and talk to the head of the FCC. And I've been making calls up to last month to get money. The money hasn't flowed down to pay the final bill.
Right.
So I'm still making calls, working on it constantly. And then, like you just said, just constituent services, my office gets an A+. My veterans that were at my veterans town hall,
right,
gave me rave reviews in front of the press. The problem is the news media won't cover this, right? The TV, the local TV channels,
yep,
are not covering the news like they should.
Right.
And so, you know, that's shame on them for not telling the truth and reporting news instead of opinion pieces.
I hear you. Well, Dave Brad, I appreciate you being here. That's Congressman Dave Brad. Again, I wanted to have him on so he could personally, directly respond to this charge that Abigail Spamberger made that somehow he was in opposition to coverage for pre-existing conditions. And as he just laid out, it's simply incorrect. It's untrue. It's factually untrue. And as he described it, it's a pants-on-fire untruth. One more time for the record, nobody is opposed to having a legitimate debate, discussion about the issues. You are free to run for office. I encourage you to run for office, but you cannot simply make stuff up about your opponent and not expect that you're going to be called out on it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.